This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Austria's top security official says that five people have died, including an assailant and 15 people wounded, and shooting in the heart of Vienna hours before a coronavirus lockdown was set to start. The Interior Minister, Karl Niehammer, told reporters that two men and two women have died from their injuries in the attack late Monday. A suspected attacker who was carrying a rifle and a fake suicide vest was also shot and killed by police. Niehammer said that the initial investigations indicate the suspect, who was killed, had sympathized with Islamic State group. Police searched his apartment and other premises as well. And Austrian news agency reported, it is election day, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted will cast ballots for local, state, and, of course, national or presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots and the presidential election will be the main focus. In last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to voters. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says when the city erupted in protest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, he brought law and order there.
And we sent in the guard and we saved Kenosha. We saved Kenosha. I said, you know, I think Kenosha's going to like me. We did a good job.
At a drive-in rally, Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says President Trump is not honest about helping black Americans.
Pittsburgh! Talk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. He's lying.
And while experts will assess which state's votes go to each candidate, it may take days or even weeks for final decision. This is VOA News. Many U.S. states are imposing new restrictions because of spiking coronavirus cases, and a Kansas hospital system is warning that it is stretched to the limit. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Kansas set a record to start the week with more than 1,500 new cases over the past 7 days, averaging 35 new hospitalizations every day. The chief nursing officer at Ascension Via Christi Hospitals says they've hired dozens of traveling nurses, but this caseload is unsustainable. In Nebraska, a record high 613 people were hospitalized Sunday. Rhode Island's largest hospital group has to stop allowing visitors, while neighboring Connecticut on Friday will reimpose limits on restaurants, businesses, and gatherings. Los Angeles County, California warns family gatherings and World Series parties may be pushing cases higher, while a judge in Sutter County ruled against one of Governor Gavin Newsom's emergency virus directives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A brazen attack by Islamic State militants who stormed Kabul University has left at least 22 people dead, 22 wounded in the Afghan capital. The assault sparked hours-long battles on the school's campus Monday. The Interior Ministry says all three attackers were ultimately killed in the ensuing firefight at the country's largest school. The Taliban promptly issued a statement denying they were behind the assault. The attack came as the insurgents are continuing peace talks with the U.S.-backed government in Qatar, with the aim to help the U.S. finally withdraw from Afghanistan. Later in the day, the Islamic State group did claim responsibility for the assault. A group of Democratic leaders and lawmakers is calling on the Trump administration to stop the expulsion of unaccompanied children and other asylum seekers at the U.S. border using emergency powers granted during the coronavirus pandemic. The letter to Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf and Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, comes after reporting by the Associated Press revealed that Vice President Mike Pence directed CDC to effectively close the U.S. land borders to immigrants and asylum seekers, according to two former officials there. And again, Austria's top security official says that now five people have died, including an assailant. 15 others were wounded in a shooting in the heart of Vienna hours before a coronavirus lockdown was set to start. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.